steam straight on to the councillor questions. Councillor Bill Phillips.
Yes, to you, Susan. How much are the ILG and the Mayor overspending on their respective budgets?
Bill, as this falls within Councillor Osborne's portfolio, he's going to answer this.
Thank you. The ILG budget is predicted to overspend by £38,000 by the end of March and the Mayor's budget by £48,000. To put that into some kind of context, those overspends are contained within the resources budget, which is projecting an underspend of £437,000.
Do you have a supplementary?
Yes. I'm a bit disturbed that we're allowing this overspend in the current climate. I've never seen you as a soft touch. I really was hoping to hear how you were going to manage them to get them within budget. So the question is, are you going to manage them this current financial year and try and get them within budget?
Well, you're completely correct. I'm absolutely not a soft touch, never will be.
I think he was talking to me.
I'm
not a soft touch.
Well, it was directed at you, a leader.
Really? Okay.
I must say, look, in answering this supplementary, I am slightly wary of intruding on personal grief within the Labour group and ILG. I mean, the Labour group make a huge thing about how they're underspent and ILG are overspent, but it's worth noting that a significant number of the Labour Party left, as did a number of the staff, and the staff transferred from one office to the other, claiming all sorts of things about racism and issues that they've raised with their with officers, with the chief whip of the Labour group. You know, I'm not entirely sure this is the best line of attack for the Labour group to make. But I would also point out all group office staff are on a fixed-term contract that will run out after the election, and that seems to me the appropriate time to adjust these things, rather than making people redundant just before an election when the numbers will change and you might need more people or less people. It never seems to me to make much sense to make these kind of corrections just before the election. It makes much more sense to readjust these afterwards and to have a set four-year period, because normally there aren't instances of racism and half the groups don't leave the other group, and so you end up with a fairly static position for 4 years.
Not with the ILG, but what about the Mayor's budget? You haven't dealt with that.
The Mayor's budget often overspends. It's a very difficult budget to set because it depends on what the Mayor does. If the Mayor wants to do a lot of things that are particularly and actually if you look back over previous years, it's worth noting that the Mayor's budget often overspends by a comparable amount. We can look at, to take, for example, 2009-10, the Mayor's budget overspent by 22,000, the Mayor's budget overspent by 5,000 in 11-12, overspent by 19,000 in 12-13. And it's worth noting that the Mayor's budget has been cut over that time. So whilst the level of overspend is higher, the actual figure is not that much higher, though it is a little bit higher. It depends on the character of the Mayor and what the Mayor does and the type of engagements that the Mayor chooses to do. I actually happen to think we have a particularly good Mayor who is reaching out to the communities and doing a very good job. I do find it somewhat distasteful, the constant victimisation that the current Mayor is under, with her powers being challenged and her budget being challenged. But, as again, it's intruding on some personal issues.
So you are a soft touch.
No, that's enough.
You are not going to manage it.
Let's go on to the next. You've got another one, Bill. Don't run off. Yeah. This one's to me.
It's the only way we get to talk to you at the moment. Let's have a look.
Excuse me.
What is the leader of the council actively doing to maximise voter turnout in Harrow, particularly amongst younger people who are less likely to vote and are more disaffected with the political process?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. We are running this council in an extremely beneficial way to all the residents. For the last 6 months, you've never seen as much activity as you have for the last 6 months. And actually getting out there, speaking to residents, whether they're young, old, infirm, whatever, we're out there talking to everyone. I've seen the Youth Parliament. Barry even popped in to see them last night. Simon's been and seen the young carers, haven't you? numerous occasions we've seen them. But I think the best thing is to show people that if you put a lot of work and passion and dedication into something, as indeed we are by running this council for the last 6 months, it shows people that you can make a difference, and a big difference, to the environment in which they live and in the way their money is spent. So that in itself inspires people to go and either vote for us, we hope, or join us, which we would all hope for, because there aren't enough people wanting to join various parties. So showing by working by example is the way forward, I would say.
Thank you very much. A lot of that I would agree with. It does concern me, though, that old people like me tend to get a much bigger share of the pot because I think we vote. And there is a kind of political imperative to please the people who have voted. Hugh, I hope you're not. I don't remember saying anything that was that staggering. But what I feel is that we, as a council, need to start addressing the big gap in the age group of voting. And I'd rather like to hear whether you're... I feel that you're... I mean, the question is, are you now going to think about what things we can do as a council to start to encouraging young people?
Yes, I think one of the best things would be not to us to be going at each other by the throat, as indeed has been evidenced, unfortunately, in the Labour Party, because that turns lots of voters off, because they just see you squabbling really quite viciously against each other. So I don't think that helps democracy going on. But I do think that if we make sure that we are at various functions, that we explain to people what we do, explain to people what a difference we can make. Simon and I were out on the streets yesterday, weren't we, showing people what we were doing, clearing up in Mollison Way, actually, which was an absolute disgrace, and telling certain people off for making it such a disgrace. But there's many different ways we can interact with the public. We were talking to school children as well yesterday about the mess and everything, and we often go out with my colleagues talking to people in the streets about what's around them, what they can do to make a difference, and how we are making a difference. I agree with you, we've got to do something about voter apathy, but I would say with the greatest respect, please try and look to yourselves, because the Labour Party ripping itself up with accusations of racism and everything else will not help anybody, including the Conservatives. It sheds a very bad light on all politicians, and that is a real pity. It is a real pity.
I have to say in defence.
This isn't a debate, Bill. This is the questions and answers. Okay, so we've now finished those. Thank you, colleagues. We're now on. Can we please note...